Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
That's Steve Yzerman. I hope to, when asked if the playoffs are the expectation next season. John would have killed him to say yes. They were a point out this year, and he earlier acknowledged, hey, we should have gotten more points while Larkin was hurt. Like, why would it be unreasonable to say, yes, I do expect to make the playoffs next season?
Well, it sounded and felt like there was a lot of squirming, so it might have actually killed him to say yes. That should be okay. I understand that there are years where you look at your roster, you're at the beginning of a rebuild, or you're a year or two into it, and if you were to say the expectation is to make the playoffs, everyone would call BS.
Mm-hmm.
But at this point, I think the expectation should be making the playoffs, and I understand that that's putting some pressure on himself, it's putting the pressure on Derek Lalonde, on the team. But what's wrong with a little pressure and setting a standard and trying to meet that standard? That's where I maybe have a little bit of a problem. But I kind of, on the other side of that coin, is on the heels of what we heard about Patrick Kane. There are some decisions that he is going to have to make. Who do you bring up? How much do you pay Raymond? How much do you pay Sider? How much in a cap era of hockey? Like there are big decisions that have to be made.
And to that, I would say it's a good thing you have one of the best GMs in hockey ready to make those moves.
Right.
Steve, that's you. Can you act like that's you? That you're one, you're going to go, hey, because when I call up a couple kids next year, they're going to be ready because I drafted them, I scouted them, and they've been developing in my organization for 5 years. The idea would be, yes, this is a pivotal offseason. We may have to make some tough decisions. We may lose a guy because of cap reasons, but I trust myself and my management group that when we were 1 point away, I'm going to get us closer next season. We're going to be a playoff team, and if we're not, I'm disappointed. What's wrong with saying that? What's wrong with that? I know he wants to be methodical. He's been very conservative. He doesn't want to overpromise. I can understand and even respect some of those things. But who gets to set expectations? Because if it's management, you're incentivized to always keep expectations low. Right? Because I can already hear next year, Jim, they didn't expect to make the playoffs. Jim, right. They didn't. Well, who's we, who's they? Like, fans have every right to expect to make the playoffs. 248-539-9797. Some ticket text coming in. You love that. So disappointed in Stevie Y, reads a ticket text. I'd hope to, in response to Wojo's question, what a wiener response, dude. You're officially on the hot seat next year.
That's a great text. Such an underutilized use of the term. I mean, there's so many great ways you could use that term, but it kind of does feel something I never thought. And I'm very reserved at saying this because I have so much respect for Steve Yzerman. It's a weak response.
Here's the deal. This is what happens when the legend of all legends in all of our lives in this sports town, seriously, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, it's not he's over Barry because he won. Mm-hmm. Seriously.
Yeah.
This is what happens when you put this guy in this position, and after 5 years, whatever, you don't win. You don't even make the playoffs. And I think he's being genuine with his answer.
I do, too.
And that's the thing is, so what do you want? Do you want honesty? Or do you want...
But false hope.
I want the truth to be that they are going to be a playoff team next year. I want him to believe that. If he doesn't, fine, be honest with me. Don't pacify me. But that does become concerning that he doesn't feel that way, right? There was no follow-up, but I would say, what's holding you back from expecting this to be a playoff team? And I don't know if we'll check in with him this offseason, but it'd be a fascinating answer. What is holding you back from more than hope?
Right. We're programmed in sports, for the most part, with GMs to... make a team a winner in 5 years. Make a team a playoff team within 5 years. If you don't, you're fired. And
he's going to get more time than the average person.
And he should because he had to gut before he started cleaning up. And that to me, he got definitely 1 year free pass. I have zero doubt they have the right guy in place. But eventually, there has to be a standard. And I think that's what you're saying this morning.
Ticket texters, the soundbite from Yzerman was embarrassing and pure cringe. A man who led this team through the glory years as a player is now claiming after 5 years of being a GM, he, quote, just hopes to make the playoffs. Come on, man. Text ends with two words, fire Yzerman. We're not firing Yzerman today.
And let's not get carried away.
And I think if they miss the playoffs next year, I don't know that he's getting fired either, but I do think heat on the seat is the bare minimum 6 years in.
Well, and I think we'll have a good idea going into the season. With all of those decisions that he's talking about having to be made, what our expectations will be going into the season. Now, right now, as we sit coming off of this year where it was a battle at the end to find to get to that last playoff spot, we'll have a clear understanding of ourselves, fan expectations, when all of those decisions are made and we finally see this team on the ice.
He did offer a little more elaboration, too. So this whole answer wasn't just, I hope to. It continued, and he continued to use the word hope, but some of the rationale behind that. So there's Yzerman.
So last mention on this. When we talk about all of those decisions that have to be made, and he talks about the cap and all that stuff, it's the same rules that everyone else is operating under. And we don't have that bona fide superstar. So it's not like we have somebody breaking the bank and putting us in a bind in the salary cap. It's you've got to find a way to make it all work because other teams have.
Some ticket text on the Yzerman stuff, then we'll talk Torque and the Tigers. This one says, I'm not really worried about Lalonde coming back. From an outsider perspective, I think he was a big part of the collapse. But if Yzerman believes he didn't lose the room, we need to trust him. He'll run it back next year. D from Detroit says Lalonde's a joke and we need a coach with toughness. So you can see a clear line in the sand on it. Texter says if Larkin wasn't injured, we'd be in the playoffs. When Goff gets hurt or quarterback gets hurt, you expect the Lions to keep winning? No, of course not. Larkin doesn't touch the puck every time, but to lose your captain, look at other teams when they lose their captain. Well, Yzerman said basically we should win more games even though Larkin got hurt. So I'm not giving him that excuse.
Yeah, and I understand the comparison between Larkin and Goff, but it's not an exact comparison when you're talking about hockey, especially for a team that is built the way that the Wings were built this past season with a lot of different goal scorers, and maybe they don't all do exactly what Dylan Larkin does, but they should have been able to get production from other players.
He didn't say go 5-2 when Larkin was out during the 7-game lose. Get a point.
Yeah.
Get one
Find
win.
A way. That's what
I actually
said.
I actually think the texter calling that out there would agree with that. When Goff or Stafford goes out, it's so crucial just to yuck up a win somewhere. Have that QB that can get you just 1-3 in a 4-game stretch when your QB's out because you save your season. They imploded when Larkin was out. That's inexcusable.
Right, and we always talk like, okay, which team is going to be able to be good with their backup quarterback? That was the big debate last year, getting Teddy Bridgewater. We were talking about the importance of a backup quarterback versus who are we going to be taking with this top five pick? Who are we going to be, what offensive lineman do we have to be talking about, or receiver or running back? Like, we were talking about a guy that never saw the field.
Couple more. Bring in the Lions front office. Brad and Dan would expect to make the playoffs. Grow up, Steve. Steve's not going to tell the media, yeah, we're making the playoffs. That's not who he is. Behind the closed doors, though, you know he's telling the team, we're making the bleeping playoffs. Well, I hope that's true.
Yeah, I kind of believe that as well. And how much pressure is Brad and Dan putting on all the other coaches and general managers?
Yeah. Jim, you're a Skip Bayless. Congrats. John, I feel like you've agreed with me. I feel like this has been...
Well, I tried to give a little context.
But, I mean, I don't think I'm pushing some false narrative. I played the man's words. You guys have weighed in on the ticket text as much as I have. They were 1 point away from the playoffs. You got a really brilliant general manager. Close the gap this offseason. I don't care about the cap. You have a brilliant GM. You navigate it. You call up a couple dudes you've handpicked and developed.
That's a really low blow.
Yeah, I was going to say, of all the things people have said about me, I'm cool with playing and, you know, having a good time. Yeah. None of this is contrived. I care about this hockey team.
Yeah, I mean, the ticket text, when people are calling you a whiny bitch, like, okay.
Yeah,
I mean,
sometimes, I can be a whiny bitch. I get it.
But this is way, way below that.
Come on, guys.
That's below the belt.
Texter says, Caputo knows all the stats about Buddy Kennedy. Just ask him. That's Dave at work.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.